This is your daily Bloomberg ETF podcast for Wednesday, December 7th. I'm Catherine Cowdery, Bloomberg Radio. U.S. stock ETFs have taken in nearly $150 billion this year. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says about two-thirds of that money came in 2 months, July and November.
What happened in July? It was after Brexit. What happened in November? Trump won. This is completely reverse to what you would think. Populism was supposed to be good for gold and bonds and safe haven, and the world was going to have problems. It's so ironic that populism and the wave that we're seeing has been a tremendous boost to U.S. stock ETFs.
Balchunas adds inflows into U.S. equity ETFs set a record after Donald Trump's victory in the presidential race.
$50 billion in November into U.S. stock ETFs alone. That is the largest month that they've ever had as a group.
And while money has been pouring into U.S. equity ETFs, it's been leaving exchange-traded products backed by precious metals. According to Bloomberg data, over the past month, precious metal ETPs have had net outflows of $6.3 billion as gold prices tumbled to a 10-month low. Trump's pledge to cut taxes and boost infrastructure spending to strengthen economic growth is viewed by some investors as bullish for riskier assets such as stocks. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.